All right, kicking off today's show with the man in the middle, Corey Lichtensteiger, Redskins center. How are you, sir?
Great, Larry. How are you?
How have you been spending your off season now that the official program begins on Monday?
Been doing a little bit of everything, I guess. You know, taking it easy for the most part, but spending a lot of time with the kids, working out, you know, good family time. I'll tell you what I haven't been doing. I haven't been going to Brandon Scherff's wedding. There was no invite handed out.
Oh, so he got married on the down low, huh?
On the down low, yeah.
Wow.
We were all waiting for our save the dates, our invitations. So, Brandon, you're getting called out.
Wow. Let's talk about that a little bit. He's your teammate. Play right next to you. He's got all these buddies. Offensive line's a unit. You guys work overtime. We know how Coach Bill Callahan does things, and no invitation.
Yeah, he said he kept it with family, which okay. I can respect. But okay. I decided I was going to give him some crap for it a long time ago. And
good.
This is my opportunity.
Great opportunity. We could continue to talk about that, or we could talk about you. What would you prefer?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Brandon Scherff got married. How long ago?
Either this past weekend or the weekend before.
But oh, was
seriously, congrats to him and Jenny.
Yeah, congrats. And obviously, we've met his now wife. Great person.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Brandon. Now, will you continue to be able to hunt the way you want to? Do you think that's going to cut into his hunting?
It's going to change some things.
It is.
You know,
it
they've been together for a while, so I think they got a system in place.
How many kids you got?
We got four boys.
Four boys. Ages range?
11, 7, 4, 3.
And obviously, do all of them know what their dad does as a pro football player, and how into that are they?
Yeah, I think to some extent, you know, they all know. The 11-year-old's pretty into it. He comes to a lot of the games. It's a cool thing for him. He's been there. I mean, he has memories of me in college. So, you know, he likes it. I think he enjoys, you know, kind of the cool aspect of, you know, he's the son of a football player.
Right.
And, you know, maybe the status that comes along with that. But, you know, he gets into it. I think, you know, he's got posters up on his wall. He wears the clothes. He reps the Redskins pretty good.
Good, good. We love that family. Four boys, you never know. Maybe a couple football players in that bunch. What are your thoughts on that? Especially these days when you hear all people, a lot of different people voicing opinions on football and having their kids play. What's your opinion?
Yeah, so my son, the 11-year-old, played for the first time this past year. I have no problem with it. I think it's a fun sport to watch, to play, to be a part of. I think it teaches you valuable lessons. And, you know, I mean, you see kids get injured in any sport.
Right.
I got four boys, so they get injured outside in the backyard just playing around. So he had a good first year, and, you know, I think if they all want to play, I'll let them all play. I have no problem with it at all.
So how tough was last year for you? You were injured. It was a tough injury. I remember how much you had to go through. You got back for the playoff game. How tough do you rate last year for Corey Lichtensteiger?
Yeah, it was a difficult year just kind of sitting on the sidelines and watching. Thankfully, I was able to stay involved through that 11-week down period. But, you know, you always want to be out there. And for me to step back and kind of take almost a coaching role, it was fun from that perspective that I could help out and be kind of a bystander and give some tips based on what I was seeing. But at the same time, you know, while you're playing, you never want to be on the sidelines. So I think that would be true for every player on the team. So it was difficult, but, you know, at the same time, like you mentioned, being able to get back for the playoff game was huge for me, and it was a good way to end the year, even though the game didn't go like we wanted it to go.
What's been the key to your success as a football player? You are not the biggest center in the National Football League. You got some guys across from you who outweigh you by, at least 50, 60, 70 pounds, depending on the game. What has been the key to your success?
I don't know. It's a difficult question. Just kind of using the tools that I have, speed, technique, leverage. Hopefully, you know, I could say use my brain, try to prepare and just go out there and use the tools that I've been given to try to do the best that I can. And, you know, thankfully it's been working for a while.
So offensive line took a big step up last year. And again, obviously, you know, run blocking might be a point of emphasis. 3.7 yards a carry last year. The sack totals were down. What are some of the goals for the offensive line this year and also goals for the football team from your perspective?
Yeah, so just improving all those numbers you just mentioned. I didn't know exactly what the totals were, but, you know, I think we were really good at times, and average to below average at times with the running game. And I think if we can develop some consistency in the running game, get our average up, and try to get above that 100 yards to 150 yards every game rushing, I think that's always a goal, and that's something that's the barometer for what an O-line would measure each game. And, you know, try to protect Kirk and Colt as best as we can, and always lower those sack and hurry and pressure numbers.
Last question for Corey Lichtensteiger. Bill Callahan came on board last year. You got your breakfast club. You got a lot of extra work you guys do. What type of respect level does the offensive line have for Coach Callahan?
Yeah, a lot. I think we all recognize his experience, his knowledge, and, you know, his coaching techniques are something that helped elevate this group a lot, and especially with some of the younger faces that we have on the line. It's nice to be able to learn from someone who has had so much success at this level. And, you know, he gets us ready. Preparation and thoroughness.